The warriors were swift, silent, and sure. This was their land, and they knew every last inch of it. They picked their way across the foliage and roots in pitch black, the darkness of their skins extra camouflage. Their clothes were blacks, browns, and muted shades of green, perfect camo for the woods in both light and dark. They carried their blasters across their backs and holstered, confident that they wouldn't need them in hand at this time. The blasters were a motley collection of Glocks, Heckler & Kochs, and Colt hand blasters that had been compiled over the years before Skydark by their ancestors, who had bargained and bartered for a stockpile of still-existent ammo. The warriors didn't often encounter outsiders on the island. It was a difficult place to get to or get away from. Their community had been insular, aware of the outside, but protected from it. Their ancestors had soon become wise to the problems of inbreeding, so although the community was kept small, the breeding between them was strictly monitored to keep any such problems to a minimum. It could be done if the people had discipline and a cause. They had both. Despite the lack of outsiders to test them, they were a disciplined and efficient community. Much of their meat was livestock, but some came from the wildlife on the island. And that wildlife was as likely to be predator as prey. The outsiders had been lucky to arrive on that stretch of beach at that time of day. The warriors usually hunted with knives or bow and arrow. Rarely did they use the precious ammo, except in their practice, kept to a carefully worked minimum. They were expert in both forms of killing. When word had reached the Ville that there were strangers landed on the south shore, the warriors had soon been ready and had tracked the intruders, keeping their distance. The outsiders hadn't spotted them, although the albino had seemed aware of something out of the ordinary. The others seemed to pose little threat. Two of them seemed hurt. Two were either young or female, and two were unconscious. One of these had since come around, but the other was a sister and was still out. Why did they have her? What could they want with her? The strangers had moved away from the fire they had built and were clustering around her. The woman was leaning over the sister, tearing at her clothing. She had already handled her in a way that was undignified, and they talked of her in coarse terms, their whole language and mode of speech coarse. Barbarians. They could only mean the sister harm. They ripped her clothing, and now one of them, the young one with curly hair, not the older curly-haired, one-eyed stranger, was rummaging through a jacket, looking for something. He produced a package, which he unwrapped to reveal a needle. They were going to use it on the sister. The warriors exchanged hand signals, their eyes attuned to the darkness by long nights on patrol. They moved around to circle the clearing, their progress swift and silent. At a signal from their leader, repeated rapidly from man to man, they moved forward, blasters ready.
Wait.
Jack suddenly turned as Christy was about to plunge the needle into Mildred.
What is it, Jack?
Men closing.
The albino palmed another of his knives. Now there was one in each hand.
All around.
Fire blast.
Ryan moved stiffly. His reactions were slowed, but then so were the others. Before any of them had a chance to react, they were surrounded. Ebony-skinned warriors emerged stealthily from cover. They were holding blasters. One of them stepped forward. More than 6 feet, broad and muscular, and with an air of authority. He was obviously the leader.
Though the night is dark, it seems that your purpose is clear. You will leave the sister alone and move away from her. Any who linger too long will be like the pig who lingers too long near the butcher's knife.
No choice, I guess. Sit tight, people.
Shit.
The other companions moved away from Mildred slowly. JB dropped his Tecna, but Jack was able to surreptitiously palm his knives into the hidden recesses of his camo jacket. He did, however, lose the knife he gave to Christy, which was taken from her, as was Dean's buoy. The warrior who took Christy's knife also dashed the syringe from her hand, stamping on it so that the adrenaline leaked uselessly into the earth.
That was a really stupid thing to do. I only wanted to help Mildred.
So the sister's name is Mildred. Unusual. As to your other point, it may be as the calm before the storm, a deception. And it is only harsh experience that teaches otherwise.
Suit yourself, but wrapping it up in fancy talk isn't going to change the fact that she's been unconscious for some time and she needs help.
Sounds like people after your own heart, Doc.
Students of Milton, they most definitely are not.
You would have us believe you were seeking to aid her? It is unknown for those of your kind to help a brother or a sister. The reverse, if the texts of history are to be believed. Your purpose is swathed in mystery, but that is of no matter.
Their leader gestured with the H&K that he held across his chest, barrel down, but his flexing biceps revealed a readiness to raise and fire.
Now we go. You will carry the sister between you. That will keep your hands occupied and accord her the respect she deserves.
Ryan looked around at the warriors, all of whom had blasters poised, as he calmly contemplated his next step. But there really wasn't much choice.
Let's do it. We're in no state to take them on, and at least Mildred might get some kind of medical attention.
Yeah, I guess you're right. We can sort this out later.
Under the watchful eye of the warrior leader, the companions made a makeshift stretcher from their outer clothing and Mildred's discarded jacket. It left them shivering down to their bones. Now they were in even less of a condition to offer resistance. The warrior leader nodded his approval at their efforts, eyeing Jack in a curious manner. As the companions moved Mildred onto the stretcher, he reached out to stop the albino.
Wait, my friend. Tell me, why are you with these people? You are unique and should not allow them to rule you.
No one rules me. They're friends. All of them.
Well, truly, we live in interesting times. When the lamb and the lion lay down together, it can only result in bloodshed. A perplexing issue, one I gladly leave to others. My only concern is to see that the sister Mildred is attended to without further delay. Now move.
Jack returned to his comrades, and they lifted Mildred. With an indication from the leader, they followed part of the warrior pack into the darkness of the woods, keeping close to see where their captors led them. The remainder of the pack followed. The companions knew that any attempt to break away would be futile. Their blasters had been confiscated. Any attempt to use the darkened woods as cover would mean leaving Mildred behind. Half the group was in no state to make a break, and the warriors knew the terrain. The trek through the woods seemed to take forever. There was no light by which to see the path or way to judge the passing of time and distance. There was only the painful stumble through the pitch black to a destination unknown. For Ryan and JB, the trip was less arduous than it could have been, thanks to the painkillers they had taken earlier, while the effects lasted. But it didn't make for clear thinking, and for Doc, the disorientation of such a journey in the darkness wasn't helping him to retain his delicate hold on reality. In truth, it was only Dean, Jack, and Christy who were able to assess the situation clearly. This much was clear. They had to be traveling into the island, as they had walked a greater distance from the clearing than that which they had traversed from the shore to reach their campsite. And despite the amount of time it seemed to take, they hadn't covered that greater distance. From their estimates earlier in the day, they knew that the island was no more than a few square miles in total, so it seemed that they weren't traveling in a straight path, possibly dictated by the growth of the woodland. It had also been an uneventful march, which suggested that any wildlife was either in another part of the island or knew well enough by instinct to avoid the group of warriors as it made its way through the terrain.
Is that light ahead, or is it dawn?
Veil, hear noises. Most probably asleep, but a few up. Maybe sec.
The light grew as the woodland thinned out, and they found themselves walking past a clearing where fenced-in livestock watched them idly. Ahead, they could see a collection of adobe buildings, immaculately maintained and freshly whitewashed, some decorated with paintings and others left bare. All were illuminated by oil lanterns that hung on the sides of the buildings and were strung across the beaten earth paths that ran between the buildings. It was difficult to judge how large the ville could be, only that it was a thriving area that was kept with a sense of pride in the surroundings. As the companions were led through the streets, Sec guards acknowledged the passing patrol and its captives in silence, as though unwilling to disturb the sleeping inhabitants of the adobe buildings. They were eventually stopped in front of a building that was smaller than many of the others. Where the windows of other buildings were covered with wooden shutters or cloth curtaining, this had barred metal windows.
Here.
One of the warriors opened the door, and from the dim illumination of the light on the outside of the building, they could see that the interior consisted of a beaten earth floor with no furniture. There was a latrine dug into one corner.
I fear it will not be as luxurious as the fruits of exploitation with which your people have always surrounded themselves, and it will be cramped. We do not usually have so many prisoners at one time, but it will suffice. You will leave the sister and enter, if you please.
The companions reluctantly laid Mildred down and entered the cell. JB lingered and was rewarded with an unfriendly prod from the barrel of an H&K wielded by another of the sec men.
You better take good care of her.
As if you genuinely care about the sister. Do I look a fool to you?
Listen, asshole. She's my...
Close the door.